This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
The results of a widely reported study by Hungarian psychiatrist Zsombor Kéri suggest that a genetic link may exist between mental illness and creativity. The study examined a gene often found in people with schizophrenia and determined that study participants who had the gene were more creative and thought outside the box. Kéri said that he hopes the research results will show people with mild forms of schizophrenia or bipolar disorder that they can be valuable, contributing, and presumably highly creative members of society. While that study may have made the news most recently, the apparent links between creativity, art, and recovery from mental illness is well established in the therapeutic and self-help communities. Wallace Mallet is a Nanaimo artist and advocate who works on behalf of people experiencing mental illness, addictions, and or homelessness. He joins us in the studio. Welcome to People First Radio, Wallace.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be here.
And Artbeat Studio in Winnipeg, Manitoba is a community project and a space that provides resources promoting mental health and healing through artistic study. Artbeat Studio is the brainchild of Nigel Bart, a University of Manitoba fine arts graduate who was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 1995. Nigel Bart joins us on the phone today from Winnipeg. Welcome to People First Radio, Nigel.
Thank you.
Well, guys, thanks to both of you for joining us today for this discussion. Wallace Mallet, perhaps we could start with you. What is your own experience with mental health and art in your life?
Well, I have a bipolar disorder. I guess at a young age I was quite artistic in that, but it wasn't encouraged. So when I was incarcerated for a long length of time in one of the psych wards, it was when it started coming back out again. It was an opportunity to communicate with others where I had an inability to communicate verbally. And it's been part of my recovery ever since, and it's something I truly strongly believe in.
Mm. Nigel Bart, what was your experience?
Well, I was a very eccentric young kid. That made it difficult to, determine whether I was just eccentric or I had a mental illness. So anyway, my odd behavior is sort of became more and more pronounced until finally I did seek some psychiatric help, and I've always been artistic, for me, the illness got in the way of the odd behaviors got in the way of my artistic abilities. It's sort of an odd conundrum there. But.
So it sounds as though the two of you, gentlemen, had differing experiences with creativity and your own personal health and various challenges. I'm wondering, though, through the course of everything that you've been involved in, what have you learned about the value of the creative process, Wallace?
Well, to give one example, when I was in one psychiatric facility for about 3.5 months, not only myself, but a lot of the people that were in there were non-communicative, isolated, and I had some art supplies brought in, and it was quite amazing the transformation of myself and the other patients that were in there just through being creative, right? So it's something that is not initiated in enough facilities across this country, and I've been in several different provinces. It wasn't until I went to the EMP in Victoria that they had an art program, and it's sped up the process of my stay in the psychiatric unit compared to other times where there was no facilities or anything to do with art therapy in any of its forms. So it's something that I believe dearly in, and there's enough research that it's been around. It's just that the government and doctors don't think that it's productive or valuable, and I think that's a fallacy.
Nigel Bart, what have you learned about the creative process over an extended period of time, whether it helped or didn't help at various points along the way? What is your sense of it now as you look back?
I'm I'm a strong, I really value the creative process. Can you repeat that question again?
What have you learned about the creative process over time as you look back your recovery and the time that you've spent working with dealing with your illness? What have you learned about the creative process?
I would say it's helped me in my recovery from schizophrenia. I have expressed extremely painful, dark memories and thoughts, and the process has been intensely cathartic for me to get over a lot of my illness. So the expression of all that, all of the darkness that was a hugely not just therapeutic but valuable in my recovery, just because I really think it's I had to tell a story through my art, and that's kind of what I've done. And I think telling your story, hearing your voice heard, that's huge.
Wallace, you also mentioned your artwork as a voice. Tell me about, or tell our listeners, about your artwork.
Well, with my artwork, I've got to be careful because sometimes it can be detrimental to my recovery, depending on where I'm at psychologically and emotionally. Mm-hmm. So, but it brings out a part of me sometimes that I'm not conscious of. And since I've been in Nanaimo, it's helped open a lot of doors, and I use it as a vehicle and a tool to create dialogue with those that have misguided conceptions of what mental illness is all about. So it's an opportunity to create dialogue with people that might not have the opportunity to meet somebody that has a mental disorder or whatever, and they can see that it's not like it's always portrayed in the media and such, right? So.
Mm-hmm. And Wallace, you've partnered with other artists in Nanaimo, and you were involved in the recent Open Doors, Open Windows benefit concert. I think you painted, did a painting while that benefit was underway.
Correct. I've done it 3 years in a row. The first year I did it, I had never painted in front of anybody in my life, and I painted in front of over 800 people. Yeah. This third year season, myself and a local artist, Denise McNeil, collaborated on a 5 foot by 5 foot canvas in front of a live audience, and it was quite amazing. So. Mm.
Nigel Bart, what's currently happening at Artbeat Studio?
We're just coming up to our fifth year anniversary. We have every 6 months we bring in a new group of 10 artists. Right now we have a group hosting their sort of graduation kind of group exhibition. So you'll be able to see photos of the show if you go to our website at artbeatstudio.ca. And it's an exciting time for Artbeat right now. So we're just trying to network with as many different people as we can across the country and get ideas as to how we can do our thing better. And
you have a you offer space to people so that they have a studio, in essence, don't you?
Right. We have a 3,800 square foot loft, and we've divided it up into studio spaces for individual artists. There's 9 individual art studios, and we also have gallery space on the floor. So we do both. We have monthly gallery exhibitions of our alumni artists, and we also have a major group exhibition at the end of the 6 month residency that the artists partake in. So.
Wallace, I gather that in Nanaimo, the network of people creating art under, if you will, an umbrella of mental health and pursuing the path of creativity is more, you know, people working out of their own spaces and coming together and exhibiting together.
Correct. Starts With Arts in Nanaimo was just recently acquired a facility on Purdue, I believe, and that will give a lot of people in the community, whether they have mental illness or not, a place to go and create. So other than that, it's something I've been working towards. I encourage a lot of people in the community that are artistic, whether they're carvers, painters, whatever, that are on low income, homeless, or whatever their predicament is, and encourage them and help promote to bring about awareness and allow these people to be creative.
Hmm. Nigel, when this research was released out of Hungary, Zabolcs Kiri, suggesting the genetic link between mental illness and creativity, you were interviewed for an article that I then found in my article scan, and it's one of the things that led me to recontacting you. So welcome back to People First Radio, I could say. You know, in a sense, that study was reported very widely. I'm putting an interpretation in place here as though it were a surprise, as though it was something novel, something new, something unexpected. From what I gather, this doesn't come as a surprise at all.
Not so much. I mean, ArtBeats was founded on a bit of faith in the you know, an idea that I sort of kept coming across, which was that people suffering from mental health issues had extremely creative abilities. You know, people all over the place told us, you know, go do a feasibility study, you know, do some research, but 5 years ago we decided to we sort of knew that there was some like a connection there, and we just I was kind of interested in the connection way back in 2000, even earlier in the 90s when I was studying art, and of course when I was studying art it was all about the romance of the you know, the suffering genius kind of thing.
Yes. Which is one of the, I guess you'd say, archetypes of the artist that exists in our across our cultures.
Right. Mm. And even that is somewhat of a stereotype, but it's not foolproof. It's, you know, it's not, mental illness is not the other side of the coin of genius. It's, I mean, it can be in certain circumstances, it's not the case all the time. Mm-hmm. I think you got to sort of, people have to look beyond, you know, because even that stereotype can be harming in a way, just because artists, people with mental illness and artists with this in the same token, you know, can be negatively stereotyped as well. So.
Mm. Well, guys, we have just a few moments left. I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to add to our discussion today, Wallace Smellie.
I'd just say for anybody listening, whether you think you have talent or not, just dive in, try and be creative, and it affects me psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and it's a way to embrace my mental health. Instead of looking at it as a detriment, I look at it as I'm being blessed. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on the same token, I think you know, artists, people with a mental health issue, if you're looking for somewhat of a healing process, you know, dive into your art and don't be afraid of it, and express, you know, it's all about communication and sharing what's really, you know, what holds you back. So that's sort of my message. Mm.
Sounds like very good encouragement and advice, guys. Thanks very much for taking the time to join us today, Wallace Millay and Nigel Bart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Wallace Millay is a Nanaimo artist and advocate who works on behalf of people experiencing mental illness, addictions, and or homelessness. Nigel Bart is a Winnipeg artist and the founder of Artbeat Studio, a community project that promotes mental health and healing through artistic study.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.